Yeah, I potted it down too early. 10 years in, one of these days I'll be a good board op. One of these days, and then I didn't pot it down far enough.
No, you're not.
This is true. I just... What you're blinking to me in Morse code is kill yourself. It doesn't translate on air. I just want to put it out there. You did a Jim and Pam move on me, psyching out Dwight. You're like, kill yourself. Over and over. Kill yourself. Everyone, it is Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio. The show is the frustrated ambition of a man who wanted to get into radio and did this as a demo, and then he got into radio and didn't like radio all that much. It's a crappy business with very little pay and really bad prospects for getting big in radio. Who's a radio star now? Come on.
Us.
There you go.
Yeah.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah. If there were Grease Man today, there wouldn't even be enough listeners to get pissed when he said drag Martin Luther King behind a truck or whatever the hell.
What about Radiohead? Are they still popular?
They're not as big as they used to be. Kid A was their zenith.
The movie radio. I'm just saying.
Not even
with
on
radio.
TBS anymore.
Radio
Keep
City
coming. Bombed yesterday by ISIS. What else you got? It's just all bad for radio.
Potato.
They'll give you the colon cancer. That's why all the Irish are dead of that. That's what they do. If it's not the liver, it's the colon cancer for those Shamrock bastards. So that's it. That's the show. I keep doing the pod because it's fun to me. And I have in funny people who live around me in the D.C. area. Like today we have Travis.
Hi.
Travis Dorward.
Hi.
He's a comedian, a stand-up comedian.
I am.
He'd be great at improv, but he cannot afford improv classes.
That money goes to dip in 40s.
Yeah, it goes to the Copenhagen company.
Yeah.
And
they need it more than the public needs to see me do unprepared material.
I'm sorry. I think the public is ready for you to yes and its dick off. I'm just putting that out there.
I don't know what that means.
It's an improv thing. See, these are the little inside improv jokes. I wish you could,
See, that's a whole that's world a, I'm that's missing. That's a $400 out. Statement.
Yeah,
you just,
exactly.
You totally missed out on.
Exactly. It's like going to Harvard and so you can make inside jokes about the dining hall food, but you know the name of the dining hall.
Right.
There you go. We've also got Alex Wasdahl here.
Hello there.
Hello there. Bear, Martian. Again, nothing to you. Nothing, just a blip on the brain of old Travis here. But
explain it to me.
What is... We've got...
I've
just been handed a $10 bill by Travis Dorward. I think this makes me an improv teacher now.
Right.
Okay.
I'm not paying all the money at once, just every time I want to learn something.
Gotcha. So the first thing, you want to say yes and to everything. So if I say...
Yes.
We are going to capture the Lindbergh baby and then mail bits of it back
yes.
to Charles.
Yes.
And we're going to get rich doing this, holding him for ransom.
Yes.
Yes and?
Yeah, you don't say no. You don't say no. You don't say no, that's a ridiculous idea.
Yeah.
Why would we ever do that? You say yes and.
And?
And I see no problems with that situation.
You just ask and. Yes and what else?
And what else, John?
Then we're going to do things to his dog's butt pipe.
Yes, and what else, John?
Burning down the house.
Improv's easy.
It is. Really, it's
the first $10 are, at least.
Yeah, just pretend you're talking to a woman with immense breasts. You're just saying yes to anything that comes out of that pipe. I want you to kill my husband. Sure, what else? Drown my kids. That's it. Can I play with them now?
That was just a radio bit. I need that money.
Oh, okay. Oh, that was an Andrew Jackson. Man, you deserve a double lesson. We've got Alex Wasdahl here. I've done improv with Alex for a while, and he's, do I get to make your big announcement for you?
Yes.
He's moving to L.A. in September.
I am.
Wow.
To pursue more.
The old Cajun state.
More improv, more school, more yes. things, more temperature.
Travis, Alex is going for grad school, and you got those 23 high school credits, right? Cajun State?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, a little gumbo. You're a big gumbo guy.
Just making sure. I see what you did.
Go Tigers.
Oh, G-A-U-X.
But I'm not done with improv in D.C. My graduation show is this Tuesday night
for
my Herald class at the Unified Scene Theater. So if anybody is in the D.C. area at
8 p.m.
8 p.m. on Tuesday.
You know what? I'm going to come by for all you Papa's Basement heads. That's the name for my fan base that doesn't exist that I just made up. I'm going to be there signing autographs. Just don't make the show, if you're in the audience, about me. Like, I want Alex and the rest of his class to get their due.
Yep. If today's any indication, if you hand him a $20 bill, you might even get to learn what yes and means.
I will teach you. Travis, really quickly, turn your nut clockwise. That sounds really...
That is what she said.
Yeah, there you go. Because your mic is like right about to fall off.
Nope.
That's the tight direction. Righty-tighty?
Righty-tighty. Okay.
Lefty.
I jerk off with my left hand.
Okay.
How's my nut, John?
Your nut's good. Your nut is tight. It's good, shiny black. That's what I want to see in a nut.
Shows my nut was busted.
One. Your nut was busted, and you put your hands all over the busted nut.
Who busted my nut?
I've got nothing for you. That was the antithesis of good improv, where you said something and we just let it die.
Give him. You gotta give him his money back now.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Here's improv 201. The teachers will just take your money, and they'll keep it.
Was that good? Yeah, fine.
You walk out of there like, what did I pay for? Like, I don't know, but I need my rent. I want to be a theater kid, disappoint my dad, and I want to still do that outside of my house. I'm just going to keep rambling. None of this has been funny the last 8 to 7 seconds. All right, people. All right. We got a great show. Caps right now. The Washington Capitals.
Go Caps.
Woo!
Go Caps. G-E-A-U-X.
Yes.
That's just the theme now. So Caps.
We're getting him accustomed to his future life.
Yes. In Los Angeles with Go Tigers. You got it.
What's this now?
They're up 2-1, and I believe last time we did a show, I announced that I was officially on the Caps bandwagon. I had abandoned the team years ago. If you know anything about hockey, if you know anything about DC sports, it's been a long time since anyone in the city made the finals of anything. Someone brought up DC United. I think Howard did. Mm-hmm. I promptly smacked him. Doesn't count.
As you should.
Yeah, I pretty much had him flagged as a agent of some sort of foreign malfeasance. Like, that. Just soccer, really? That's like a trick question, man. That's how they smoke you out when you try to get in on the border.
Yep.
after that.
Yep.
And what else, John?
Yep, and. That's
only the lizard people.
That's improv
DC
in Texas.
United.
Yep, and. So.
Yep.
I think senior year of high school, maybe like a year after, I actually made a Twitter account called Cavs Bandwagon. I forgot it. I forgot about it until recently.
Like me. I forgot about them until very recently, and suddenly the Caps got over their hump where, again, DC Sports, the last time we were in any sort of championship 20 years ago, the Caps swept by the Red Wings, 4 games, just like that, popped like a pimple. So they're back. I'm back with them.
Yep.
Ovi's great. He's number 8.
Also the other players.
There's
Orpik.
Also
I know Orpik.
Orpik, yeah.
Because I have a jersey.
I think there's an
Holtby.
Oshie. There's a Holtby.
Holtby. He did the save.
Is Dale Hunter? I know he's like 59 at this point. Is he still on the team? Sure, why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
Backstrom.
Mm. Backstrom might be...
He's on the
team. Sure, he's still on the team.
He was, I think.
Keenan Thompson's on the team.
Yep.
He's a great locker room presence. Not so much on the ice, but great. Speaking of Keenan Thompson's, there is a Keenan Thompson on the team who has a hyphenated last name. And apparently there's, like, more than one black guy in hockey now. That is fascinating to me. I think they're all
Canadian.
I'm going to
fact check you on that.
Yeah, I think they're Canadian, so they're still whiter than me. But it's interesting. So, yeah, there's black guy, Holtby, Oshie, Ouchie. Sleepy.
Grumpy.
Yeah, drowsy.
Urkel.
They're all Urkels there, yeah. It's just great.
Glenn Campbell.
And...
Papa Smurf,
the whole rhinestone team. Yes, the team is three apples high, and I just want anyone out there who's like suffering through a team and suffering through a sports city's drought, I just want you to know that you can just let it go. Like Al Pacino says in The Devil's Advocate about guilt, like you can just let it go, and then like when they're actually good, you can come back, and it's just as sweet. If not sweeter, because it hasn't been tainted by years of heartbreak.
Did you see how all the fans like flooded the streets of D.C. after the win last night?
Yeah.
Like, it looked like a team after they won the cup, and DC fans were getting a lot of crap on Twitter, like, you guys just won Game 3. Like, you don't understand. Like, DC hasn't won anything in 20 years. Like,
they won a home... First of all, the Caps got their first win, period, in Stanley Cup history for them.
Yeah.
On, what was
in game two, and then game three was their first, obviously, win home win.
Here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll take it. This, yeah. I know everyone in the national, international audience, which is just two people in California, they want to...
Papa's Basement, worldwide, baby.
Yes. Yeah, that's... I'm pretty much going to be a rapper up
here. We're big in Taiwan.
We do have a foreign presence here. I think we're strong in Germany.
John, you're basically Pitbull. You're basically Mr. Worldwide.
I am, yeah. I'm beloved by Latinos everywhere, and I'm losing my hair. So I am Pitbull.
Miami.
Mr. 305.
But we have had nothing. DC is viewed as a crap hole where everything bad, everything that's wrong with this country, that's where it comes from. So I think we have no sympathy when it comes to the fact we're a bad sports city. Like, Cleveland, everyone's like, oh, Cleveland, like, Rust Belt. And then they just, like, sigh to each other, like, Rust Belt, opiates.
I mean, they have LeBron. I don't Cleveland feel River. Bad for them.
Yeah, but, well, they had that win. Like, what? It wasn't last year at this point, right? 2 years?
16.
Yes.
Yep.
2 years, yeah.
Doesn't matter, though. That's that's pretty fresh. Yeah. And, yeah, they have LeBron, who is, I'm sorry, the best that's ever played. Fight me. I watched Jordan in his prime. LeBron.
No but, argument there.
Like, I'm sorry. This is the metric I use. If you put LeBron and Jordan on the court at the same time and then said, beat each other with your fists, LeBron would win. And to me, that proves he is the superior of the two. Fight me on that. Come on.
All right. John Papagiorgio supports black-on-black violence. All right.
I do. Great. That was the show's original tagline. I had to switch it a couple months ago. The station finally got to me. They silenced me. Silenced my extreme right-wing voice. But
John Imus.
Yes, Jimus. I like my vaginus is talking again. So, yeah, I just do it. Like, don't...
Fight black people. Dude.
Yeah, exactly. Put those rich black athletes in a stadium and surround... Oh, that's just boxing. We just invented boxing. Woo!
Woo! Wow.
Yeah.
That was easy.
Exactly. Ricky Gervais in the invention of boxing.
I rewatched that movie.
The Invention of Lying?
Yeah, the other night. Because we talked about it on one show, and then I ordered it for like $3 on Xbox.
Oh, and suddenly you can't afford improv glasses, but you can. Okay. All right, baller. Yeah, The Invention of Lying, really gutsy movie. I forgot who made the point of it, but there's a scene where I believe someone is dying, and Ricky Gervais just invents heaven. And he's like,
yeah, it's his mother.
Yeah, he's like, you're not really.
And she's
going
like,
to
I'm
die.
So scared. Like, it's an eternity of nothingness. And he's like, that's not true. You get a mansion, and
like, how did he think that was going to play in Middle America?
And like, then she flatlines, and then he turns around, and it's all the doctors and like nurses, like, and then what happens?
God damn it! Maybe I need to rewatch that. Jesus Christ! All I just remember it has Jennifer Garner.
Yes.
And she's like so adorable, you can't really think about wanting to do her, but then you do, but you feel bad for it.
And Louis C.K., he plays an adorable
a
little
masturbator.
Drunk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
He has his pants on in this, you're saying?
I believe so.
Okay. Is there
at least on camera.
Is there an outtake where he's like slamming Jennifer Garner's door shut?
That costs $5, so... I don't have that kind of money.
No, I'll pay you back out of the 20 you gave me.
Oh.
You tell me movie clips I forgot, and you'll get your improv money right back.
This could be a business. I tell people movies where men have their pants off, and then you give me money.
Nice.
Yeah.
Just get guys into porno, and you're rich.
Yeah.
How about Brazil Nuts 4? Yep, that was another. All right, here's your money. Sorry, that's maybe one of the only gay films I know the name of. I saw it and laughed and laughed and laughed.
Or, you know, you could just give me money. I've been... trying to get you to do
well, we can do a little Travis Nuts if you want to make some cash real fast.
What do you guys think Louis C.K. is doing right now?
Jerking off,
just apologizing into a mirror, just practicing his apology, like the way he used to practice stand up. He's just like standing, like, I'm sorry, you know, like that's it. He's like, oh, that one wasn't great, and then he does another, I'm sorry, and he's been doing that for 6 months, like Rocky punching the sides of beef. That's just it. Like, every day. He's the Rocky training montage of just, I mean,
he's probably just enjoying retirement. I mean, he accomplished everything you can in stand-up. It's not like I don't know.
I mean, he didn't die in a car crash like Kinison. That's something you can do in stand-up. $5, please.
There's still time.
Yes. I personally, I don't think a guy like that would ever be happy going out on a shield in that way. Do you? To not go out on your own terms? To have it taken from you where you're considered... I mean, don't get me wrong. I think a lot of people thought he jumped the shark, but only in a spiteful, jealous way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anyone questioned his talent. They're just like, why is he making this jerk off Horace and Pete? Like, why does this exist? Like, you're a stand-up. You remember that, right? Like, take off your Woody Allen glasses.
Was that the show with, like, it was like a sitcom but without a laugh track?
I believe so, where he was a bar owner. And yeah. Like, maybe, like, Alan Alda was his dad or some crap. Yeah. Or maybe, I don't know which one. The only way I'm watching that is if Pete is one of the two Petes from Pete and Pete. Then I'm in. And something like a bit part for Open Face. There you go. That was it for Louis. No one questioned he was, I would say, the top guy right now. It was just hatred for what he had done with his career, where they're like, shut up and keep being funny. And I hadn't watched his latest Netflix thing. Maybe that wasn't as beloved as some of the stuff he's done recently, but
it was good.
I've never seen anything of his where I was like, that man was unfunny on stage.
Right.
Like, he's terribly good.
Yes.
He's really on point.
Angrily. Like, I watch people like that. I'm like, do you know how hard this is for me?
Yeah. And it's just effortless to him. And that's what I get where he's moving on to other things. Because he's like, I do this all the time. And, you know, I'm not like Ochi Ovi Oshi, where I'm not an athlete. I'm not going to age out of this. Like, in theory, if I don't get the Alzheimer's, I could do this another 30 years or some crap at this level. So, of course, while he's still on fire, he wants to try other things. I mean, getting kicked out of the industry, not being one of them. But he'll come back.
I think he'll be back. People already don't really care anymore, I feel
because it was manufactured to begin with. I'm sorry. And I'm not saying this to, like, downplay. I'm sure more, you know, to be honest, more from the female side of things. But as a man, I mean, what he did was, like, gross and crap. But to hear, like, he called up and was jerking off. And again, I've been in situations, not jerk off situations, but you work with people and they're your higher up and you put up with a lot of bad crap. I sympathize, but at the same time, it was just kind of weird that he got lumped in with, like, the Kevin Spacey, like, I'm literally
the Amir.
Yeah, I think the timing was, like, it was kind of like worst case scenario timing, you know, like getting kind of swept in with the whole
Me
movement.
Too. Yeah,
exactly. It was just like, you know, it's like, guess what? We've got Ted Bundy here. We've got John Wayne Gacy. And Louis C.K. ran over a dog. And you're like, well, that's not great, but he didn't dismember people after sodomizing them either. Can we keep it slightly in perspective? I don't know, man. It was bad. I don't know what to say. It was bad. But at some point, there does need to... There truly is this weird thing, I feel, and I don't know if this is unique to America or just the human psyche or whatever.
Diabetes?
That is... We definitely got that on lockdown.
Yeah.
Like,
USA.
USA. Diabetes and, like, Olympic basketball. Like, we just, no one's taking that from us.
And racism, America.
And billionaires.
That's true. We got.
Yeah, we're actually.
Well, Chinese could get us there. But what I was trying to say, I don't remember now. Where were we going with this?
Go Caps.
You support men masturbating in front of
That them. Is also something I would say.
There you go.
Last show we glorified school shootings, and this time we're glorifying.
That's cool.
Public masturbation.
A couple weeks from now, we'll get to the Holocaust, but for now, we're building blocks. It's weird in that we haven't determined, I think, if people really can pay for, like, these, you know, non-lethal crimes, for lack of a better way of putting it. Here's what I'm trying to say: Louis C.K. legit did this. All right, he admits, everyone says that. Does he deserve, then, to lose his livelihood? Does he deserve to be scoured from the record books? And I think there are some people that would say yes, and then there are other people who are like, no, there's some sort of rehab. Kind of like, this will sound, I'm I'm trying to think because OJ didn't go to jail, but like in theory, people go to jail, and whether or not they're rehabilitated or not, they serve their time. Like their debt to society or whatever we want to call it is repaid. Like that person is supposed to come out with their second chance. And yet, and I'm not saying this is right or wrong, but like if someone diddled kids or some crap, you're just like, that's a kid diddler. Like, I'm sorry, I'm not hiring them to mow the lawn.
Michael Vick killed those dogs, John.
You know what? Perfect example. And that wasn't me applauding. That was just me simulating balls slapping during doggy style.
That was him giving me a tubby. a tub on the tubby.
Yeah. And now
you did a good job.
Gonna blow a raspberry. Good boy. Good boy. Perfect example. That's a dude who was in legal Dutch, does his time as determined by, in theory, the representative courts that we have, you know, we've elected folks, blah, blah, blah. They've elected the judges. I don't know how it works. Civics.
Branches of
government. Yeah, exactly.
Bill of Rights.
Federalism.
So executor. Mm. I don't, sure. So, he gets out, and there are still people who are just like, F the Eagles, nothing this dude can do will ever get him forgiven.
But then he threw like 31 touchdowns. All right, yeah. You know.
Exactly. Thank you. So that's really how humans work. Like, people will be pissed about Louis until he comes out and just kills and does like some bit about his own creepiness, and everyone's like, that's genius. And that's
it. I don't know if I want to say that he would definitely do that. Like, just his first special, just talk about jerking off in front of ladies for 30 minutes. But
I will bet everything I own that he addresses it in some way, shape, or form. If you really think someone like that thinks he's going to come out and not address it,
right?
Because he's going to address it better than he will defend himself better than anyone has defended him,
right?
And he's smarter. I'm sorry, he's smarter than anyone who's come at him. Yeah.
The dude made an entire bit where he just like said the N word a bunch of times. Like he can turn anything into like a a funny bit.
He's brilliant. Like he did crappy things. And I know that that's trivializing to just say it's crappy. You know what else is crappy? Hitting someone's car in the parking lot and then leaving. Yes, that's crappy as well. He did bad things, but he'll be funny as a bastard, and I think people will come back to him. I don't think that's up for debate. He'll just be funny in like a year removed. We forgive and forget everything as a people. Somehow like OJ was it. Even Michael Vick, I think 10 years
removed. His specials are still on Netflix, which
OJ's? They're called like the gun. They never left. You're right. I think Louis left, but that was to do with like FX.
Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think they were like, well, this is too much ejaculation.
We're
done with this man.
I think Barry Bonds will get in the Hall of Fame eventually.
Yeah. He's every year his voting like percentage gets goes up.
And does
up.
It?
Yeah.
Even that's though a, he had that one. Weird steroids bald
and
head.
He only raped 7 women.
With baseball bats.
No, that was Kobe.
God damn it. Yeah, that was weird when he did that, wasn't it?
Make Barry
Bonds. All Kobe had to do was change his jersey number.
That's true, yeah.
They'll never find me now. Damn it. I forgot the jersey number change. What was this? What was the logic behind the jersey number change?
Well,
we got to do something, I guess.
I've changed my jersey number, and I've given myself a couple of vanilla ice-ish eyebrow shave notches.
All right, Kobe, you got to change your number. What do you want? I guess 23. We're going to give you 24. Ha ha.
The number 8 looked too sexual.
Yeah.
I want a big black number.
You can't have titties on your jersey, Kobe.
Yeah, he just put 2 pieces of
not anymore. Not anymore, Kobe.
I imagine there was a whole like focus group like trying to figure out like which number is the least sexy. 2 and 4, you can't really do anything with that.
Is this true? I think you really did pick the least sexy numbers there, because 6 and 9. Those combined for 69.
What if he had done that though? What if he had just leaned
just
into it?
Kobe 69, yeah.
Just really leaned into it.
And that's not even a number NBA like basketball players wear.
Yeah, he just went for it. God.
I feel like at that point you're like, you know what? Respect. Like
yeah, and he just traveled with like a Santa bag of apology diamond rings because he's like, I'm going to screw around. These are for my wife. We're good. This is how I get out of Dutch. Yeah, we had over the weekend. This is where I'd play sad music if I didn't announce.
It's a weird time to bring this up, but yeah.
No, it's not this. It's not this sad thing. There's more sad things that happen. It's not all about you, Travis.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
All about your comedian friends who passed away. No.
Yeah, I guess screw that guy.
A week ago, we lost. Okay. All right. I will isolate that.
You said it.
And play that before the DC stand-up crowd. I'll be like, hey, Travis, what were your thoughts on Dylan Meyer? Screw that guy.
Can you dub out Dylan Meyer for Tom Mango?
No.
That'll make me popular.
I would never. I would never. Literally. Literally never. We lost Ellicott City again, the downtown that flooded in 2016. It's local news, but it's also national
More
news.
Like Electric City, because water conducts electricity.
Electric City is Scranton. Get the hell out of here. You of all people should know that. You've watched The Office four times. Come on, kid.
But water, and it made sense. It might not have been funny, but
you are
it made
drowning
sense.
Like a poor shopkeeper in Ellicott
City.
I'm going
to go my timeout corner. For
all right, you do that. Give me one of your fivers.
All right, I'll take over. Ready?
All right.
Ellicott City, more like Ellicott not city.
That's how comedy works. It makes this come out of my mouth. All right, Travis, come back from timeout. You're only going to get better by spending time on the court. Come on, let's do this.
That's a seasoned improv joke right there.
I'm sorry for what I did.
Not forgiven, but you know, you're here. That's 80% of it's showing up. Or is it 90? I think it's 90% is just showing up. Thanks for being here, buddy. Oh, God, you have a little sports jacket on right now. That's what a man who plays sports says. That's a sports jacket.
Yeah, I was a big sports guy in high school.
Stonebridge football.
Yeah.
Look at you. 96. So did you beg for them to reverse your numbers? You're like, come on, hook it up.
Nah, that was before I, like.
Did you play on the same team as Kobe? He took the 69 first.
Kobe was doubling down for NBA and high school, Virginia high school football. We thought it was a little weird, but like.
It was cool, yeah. You know,
it was kind of like the Michael Jordan baseball
thing. Yeah. Yeah. Did this 2 years at the Birmingham Barons.
It was allowed because he didn't even want to play in the games. He just said, I just want to wear the
jersey. Yeah, he barely raped anyone. It worked out great. No, Ellicott City is a little, I guess, historic city right outside Baltimore, Maryland, about 45 minutes from us. And in 2016, it got some sort of fame. I was going to say traction, but it was tragically swept away, so that would have been very ironic. It got some sort of fame because it was just like, it was a baby Katrina, if you will. Like, the rain just poured in, filled, I think, the Patapsco River, whatever horrible Baltimore name it's got. Patapsco, hon. And then it just swept away everything. It was like 10-foot waters that came in and then immediately left. And everyone was like, we're going to rebuild. And I feel like in this country, we just have the like rebuild from disaster starter pack that everyone goes with because there are apparently stickers up that said like, Ellicott City strong. Like, you know, if a pressure cooker.
Can I attempt to make another joke?
All right, kid.
They were flooded with fanfare.
Yeah, you got me. I can't stay mad at you. So it's like you got your Boston strong, your Jersey strong. That's if something bad happens to you. And then you don't get to be strong if you're shot up. I don't know how that works. Like when your school gets shot up, they're not like Stonebridge strong or something like that.
You're going to get Stonebridge shot up now. Someone's going to listen to it in the show.
That would be amazing if I had that that level.
That kind of pull?
Yeah, exactly. If a fan was just like put on his stupid Papa's Basement bandana and went Rambo in there. I'm doing this for you, John!
Any press is good press.
Oh, are you kidding me? Like, people die once a week in school shootings at this point, or even beyond that rate. I mean,
we might as well be cashing in on this.
It's kind of how I feel. It's just, I'm just saying, if it's going to happen, why not us? Why not? Why can't one of these kids just be a closet fan of this stupid show? It's just, or they put on the clown makeup from the logo and they're like, was he, into the ICPs?
By the way, so it officially took about 30 minutes for Alex to be ashamed to be here.
Yeah.
He did one of the
just wiping his furrowed
faces
brow.
In the yeah.
He's sweating like that guy in the button push meme. Just like, Yeah, Ellicott City was strong, and they weathered a 100-year storm. Maybe some would say a 1,000-year storm, but 2 years later, literally the same thing happens, because this might shock you if you exist in like a flood basin and the weather is getting worse because I am a shocking liberal propagandist, and guess what? Global warming is real.
Uh-oh.
And so things are getting hotter and sucking up more moisture spitting them.
Hot take.
Indeed.
We're hitting on every controversial
topic. And
spitting
it back. Yes, global warming.
First black on black violence, now global warming.
I know. They're John.
We're bothering everybody, both sides.
Where will it stop?
That's exactly. I would say that's my goal, but whatever. I don't care to agitate anyone with money. I'd make everyone love me if I could, because that's how money's made. Point being, the weather is getting worse and worse. These guys are going to flood out every goddamn year. I was listening to NPR, like the sissy I am, the other day, and they had a woman who runs a French restaurant there. And she dug out the first time, didn't have flood insurance that time, pays 120 G's, she said, out of her own pocket to get together. Gets flood insurance this time, so I'm guessing most of it's covered. They're like, are you going to rebuild again? She's like, this time, but if it happens a third time, I'll really have to think about it. And like, I almost drove off the road and into a tree. Did a where can
flood my business once. Shame on the flood.
Yes, exactly. What do you need? What do you need to say this is going to happen over and over? Because in the wake of the first flood, they put the money into rebuilding everything. But from what I gather, in terms of actually, I don't know, trying to fight Gaia herself, they didn't erect some sort of Berlin Wall against the goddamn river. They just rolled with it. Like, they jerked their PUDs in state Congress or whatever the hell, again, civics, they just kind of whacked it and bandied it back and forth. Like, I guess we should do this, but we called it a 100-year storm, so we can kick this can a bit. And it just got decimated 2 years later. Yes,
now,
Travis,
hear me out.
You've got your joke hands up.
Hear me out. It's not a joke. Okay. This is a legitimate question. You might think it's dumb, but hear me out. What if they brought in like 1,000 beavers into the city?
Okay.
They would probably build a dam, right? And then that would, like...
All right, back to your corner.
Nah, that's a smart idea. Ellicott City, bring in the beavers.
I know beavers can, like, just radically disrupt water flow, but I don't know what would happen. Maybe, like, they would do it the wrong place, and then they would flood out Camden Yards or some crap.
So, like, if you're listening, don't worry about donating to, like, the Red Cross or whatever.
Yeah, just breed beavers. You go-
I think that's what New Orleans did, right?
just tons. Well, that's the problem. All the beavers in the entirety of America and Canada are now in New Orleans.
Some jazzy beavers.
But it just, this is...
they had a flood.
Yes, and they have those, like, those fancy funerals when each beaver dies. It's pretty crazy. Season 7 of Treme was just beavers and all beaver cast. Yeah, I don't get why people aren't grasping that this will not get worse. Like, dumb lady who owns the French restaurant, this is just going to happen again. You can't. Did you not watch Pacific Rim? Like, this is where 10% of my education went. The wall was breached by the kaiju, and nothing you do is going to hold this crap back. Like, New Orleans, we act like we built like these walls that are in theory big enough to hold what, a slightly bigger Katrina away, slightly. Like, there's going to be another quote-unquote 100-year storm. 20 years tops. Mark my words. 20 years tops. I want this put into, like, a podcast vault, a time vault, and you dig up, like, a little MP3 stick.
You'll be like the Simpsons of a podcast where they, like, anything ever happens.
Oh, yeah, keep going.
The Simpsons predicted this.
I hope I die like the voice of Lunch Lady Doris. I think Doris Grau, and they just replace me. Like, someone else is just Papa from Papa's Basement. That would be incredible. Dave Brocky said that about Guar. He was just like, we're in makeup. Who gives a crap? Replace us. Put someone else on. No one will know. And he's right, goddammit. But this is all, like, anything that's already been devastated by a storm, what the F do you think is going to happen? Like, it's only a matter of time before downtown New York is underwater, and then they dig it out because it's New York. But it's just, there's going to be more superstorms and it's all going down the toilet, and the people that killed themselves because of the Hale Bopp comet had it right. That's what I'm tiptoeing around. They were ahead of the curve.
You know what
people.
I say? Maybe if there was more religion in schools, this wouldn't happen.
Right.
That's the point I wanted to get across.
You get out of your corner. You're right on, Travis. You're right on. You got this. But no, we're all doomed. I lost my mind hearing that lady. Like, we're rebuilding yet again. Why? Why, God damn it? Nothing's going to be done again to address this. And you're just going
to
be
underwater. Is it super cheap to live there now? Like, I would assume,
I would assume if you have a shovel, you get to claim whatever property you dig out. I mean, for God's sake. A dude died there. Do you know, they thought no one died in this storm. And then you know why this guy died, this poor National Guardsman? Because some lady was like, my cat's over there. So a dude got swept away trying to get, not Santa's
little
helper.
It's real life. This is us.
Yeah. Oh, God, that's right.
Do you get that reference?
I do. The Vito Fromagia, whatever his name is.
Sure.
Yeah, he went into a burning house to get the puppy out.
Yeah.
And then he inhaled a bunch of smoke and he died.
Yep.
Spoiler, I think. Yeah, I've watched This Is Us. Well, I haven't watched it. I watched my mom watch This Is Us, and then I'm like, "What? Why are you crying? Why? What are feelings?"
I cried during that show. I'm a man enough to admit that.
So do we? Okay, here's a This Is Us question. Then we'll move on to equally uncompelling content. Do you see Mandy Moore with aged makeup on?
Yes.
You do? Okay.
Yes, on several occasions.
Really? Okay. Because
it's odd.
I get the concept that you time jump because the This Is Us kids are exactly my age. They're 18 and 99 or something like that.
Yeah, so most of the show they're 38, I think, and then
yeah,
they're either really young, 8 or 18.
Oh, wait, there's three stages of them?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
The first part, it's when they're really young, and then it shows, their teenage years.
Oh, so is that an excuse to still have the guy on the show, even though he's dead in, two out of the three places now?
No, the reason they show the teenage, he died during the teenage part of it.
I understand that. So they have is it a new thing where they're, 8, so he can be alive there? This is, the astronaut's wife.
No, the season ended with...
Or the time traveler's wife, I think.
You know, none of this matters. Let's
No. We're getting to the bottom of this. I'm just pausing the show. What is it? Is it called the time traveler's wife? Because the astronaut's wife would imply that astronauts time travel. Time traveler's wife. All right. Yeah. There we go. We got it. Second try. Not too embarrassing. Old Alzheimer's brain of mine. Sorry. I get my brainy boy test results back this week. I'm really excited. The shrink who administered it to me scared the ass out of me because I went in trying to test to see if I had dementia because I was like, I forget things a lot. And I'm like, all right, we'll do that. So they put me through an IQ test when I was a little kid and you have to assemble blocks and crap like that. And she just emailed me back and she's like, yeah, you gotta come in real fast. And I was like, holy crap. Did they detect a brain sarcoma just from I started having these weird thoughts. I was like, what if I thought I crushed everything, but I was really just throwing the blocks across the room and my brain is so shot. I just don't understand reality now. And then they gave the results to my other shrink. I'm in a great place right now. I've got shrinks conversing with other shrinks to get to the bottom of what's wrong with me. And they're just like, oh, no. It just turns out you're really smart, but you're doing nothing with your life. And I think she wanted to, help you out immediately. And I was just like, I could have told you this. I think literally those were the first 10 words I uttered upon entering your office. But, yes, I'm waiting to hear back. And I think now I'm just going to get pissed because they made me think, my IQ is, really high. And then I'll walk in and it'll just be lower than when I was a kid. And I'll be like, sorry, I am dumber. God damn it. You broke
that reminds
my heart.
Me when I wrestled in high school, before the season started, they made us all take a concussion pretest, I guess, to set up establish a baseline so that if they thought we had a concussion, we would take the same test. And then that would.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, this
one person on my team somehow failed the first test. So naturally, we made fun of him for the rest of the season. But
yeah. Oh, God. How did Mongo take it?
I guess the results were just I think you're concussed right now.
I would hope, man. That would be legit. I guess if you're dumb, it wouldn't bug you. But I would lose my mind being like semi-smart, and then the test, you take a test that just declares like, no, you're dumb as crap. It's like, that would derail the entirety of my ego, like my fragile little castle that keeps me safe from all my underachievement. If they're like, yeah, on top of all that, like, you're actually an IQ of like 107. I just be like, god damn.
When you said that, I just started imagining you with like an actual toy castle just in your room. Just yeah. like playing.
There literally is, I'm smart.
Yes.
There literally is IQ castle. It's what I've named my manor, Travis. Oh, my God.
You think you wasted your potential, but you had no potential.
Yeah. You're like, okay, so I could have been, like, happy at a dumb job this whole time. God.
Did you see the guy on the news, some guy running for Congress, like, said he's super racist, and he was like, on average, white people are, like, 20
guy. Was this Don Blankenship, the West Virginia guy?
I don't know, maybe.
It was
he was
Louis
like a
C.K.
He was former Nazi party member.
There are probably a lot of those.
Yeah.
Running for office.
Yeah, it's down in Argentina.
And then there was another one in Virginia that's running that wants to legalize incest.
Huh.
Yeah. I don't remember his name, but...
His name was Guy with Hot Cousin. That's his Indian name. I mean...
Well, he's got the Native American vote.
Yeah. There was a time in my life I might have been part of that platform, but now my cousin's...
And the Alabama vote, but this is Virginia specifically, so probably won't help him.
I can't... I shouldn't mention this on air, but speaking of, like, things that happened in Maryland that then became national news, I think, like, my cousin once removed... That's the technical term for him. I was calling him my nephew, but that would have been, like, my brother's kid, which doesn't exist, because my brother hates children.
And he buried him under that. I don't know.
Back to your corner.
I was trying to be terrible, broken punchlines.
No, one of my cousins once removed got on MSNBC because he got like S hammered before graduation with like a bunch of his friends, and all four of them look like Cobra Kai members. Like, I know I'm Greek and thus swarthy, but, like, my mom's side isn't that dark, and then they all married white people that married white people. So, like, my vaguely Greek cousin really does look like just Billy Zabka, and they got drunk and, like, spray-painted swastikas and crap in a parking lot.
Oh, yeah, you told me about this.
Yeah, and it was just this great litmus test because... my mom, he's apparently a nice kid. Everyone will boo that hearing how I introduced him. But my mom's like, he's very polite every time we hung out together.
It's a nice boy.
Yeah, it's just funny because, like, I'm not saying he's good or bad. That's a bold stance after, like, he's just...
This is like after every time somebody murders somebody, it's like, he was always a good neighbor. Like, I never
it's just weird because, like, I think when you're a kid, you don't really grasp swastikas outside of like they're a shocking image.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I loved the stars and bars. Like, I remember when a friend of mine was on a field trip to Gettysburg, and he was like, I was really into metal at the time, and he's just like, calls me and he's like, hey, guess what? They've got like a bandana that has a zombie rebel soldier on it. He's a skeleton, let me mention that, and it says the South will rise again. I'm like, you just said like five things that'll piss off my parents, buy me three. I just don't know why I brought this up at all. Like, I'd rather...
I don't know why we brought up like 40% of this
show. Yeah, this was just, you know, I'm kind of...
We planned out a few topics, and I think we've talked about one.
We've got to none of them. I'm sorry, I'm very tired from going back and forth to New York in one goddamn day.
I'm John. I do things.
Which is my life.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. I get to New York, and it's weird because I've been dropped in Gayland. Blah, blah, blah. It's Pride Month, and boy, do they celebrate it in that city, man. Good goddamn.
Go Caps.
Go Caps. Ochi loves Orpik. Is that what... Are those teams...
My Nekstrom. My Backstrom.
And my Crackstrom. God damn it. Yeah. New York gay. Edgy take. Well, we've got the Roseanne firing. We've got a 30-year-old getting evicted from his house. And we've got... You still got to do your tribute to your fallen hero.
I don't know. Do I do that now, or do you want me to...
Yeah, be heartfelt right now.
All right, well...
I love how we're just jumping around.
Yeah, that's a weird part of the jump in.
I love you. I'm going to stop you right there. I love how you got serious, and that's your serious voice. It's like, bah, bah,
bah, bah. All right, so I turned into a sheep when... man, I really looked up to a DC area comic, Dylan Meyer, passed away last Saturday.
You sound like you're giving a book report. Slow down.
I don't know. I don't know how to do this.
Okay, I'll do it. Last Saturday, we're just jumping around here. I apologize. Yeah. So last Saturday, this guy, there was a comedian by the name of Dylan Meyer who, Travis, would you say in terms of people who were staying in this area, he was in, you know, wasn't New York or LA based. Guys that stayed in this area, was there anyone in DC who was bigger than him in terms of their achievements?
Yeah, probably, but still, I think when...
Way to praise the dead, Travis.
No, let me get to the point. Like, if someone said DC comedy, I think he's still the first person that you would think of. Like,
okay.
Like, I don't know how much he traveled necessarily, and like, there's people with like TV credits or whatever, but as far as like people like... who comics looked up to, me included.
Oh, I learned that the hard way.
What do you mean?
Well, we were talking about him the other day on the phone, and I was joking around. I was trying to make a joke.
Yeah, this is how I found out about it.
No, not the texting. I later called you, and we love fellow DC comedian Amir Yazandi, but we throw him in as a punchline a lot of times just for the hell of it because he's a friend of ours, and it's funny to us because his name's Amir Yazandi. It's funny sounding, said the man named Papa Giorgio. So I was talking to Travis, and I was like, Travis, because Travis was very moved by what we're trying to say is Dylan Meyer died prematurely last week, and it very much affected Travis. I didn't really know Dylan at all. I mean, mm-hmm. Sad that he died young. And I was like, Travis, would you prefer if Dylan had died or Amir? And Travis somehow misheard it as me. Would you prefer if it was me that died? And he immediately, without missing a beat, was like, oh, you, clearly you. And I was just like, that hurt. Because we had been...
Hey, Dylan was very tall. You're not tall at all.
I know. It was
a very, very tall person.
You smelled blood and you went for it. And it wounded me. And I laughed. I laughed, but I cried.
I would like to retract that statement, but I'm not going to. I don't want to lie to you.
So Dylan, unfortunately,
I would give up your life for one more set,
more day. Yeah, you would literally the Diamond Rio song, one more day. If the price to be paid for that,
I would give up your life for him to do one more like 15-minute set, and I would even leave early.
You'd be like,
this
oh,
is really great, but I got places.
My beverage is a little south of the levee. I'm sorry. I'll catch you in a minute, Dylan. So Dylan passed away suddenly, unexpectedly, younger than me, which always creeps me out when a guy younger than me dies. Because I'm like, but I thought I was going to live forever. He's younger than me. Something's not checking out here. And Travis, I don't know if you wanted to say anything. I just wanted to bring it up because you were a big fan and he was a friend of yours.
Yeah, again, a guy I really looked up to. You know, he made it look really easy, one of those guys on stage. And not a lot of comics are, like, just supernaturally funny all the time on
stage. I said
to
talk about Dylan, Travis. Sorry.
You made me, I was on a roll, and then...
we're getting you back.
Anyway, you know, guy, everyone looked up to, and, I think we'll include a link or something. You should watch his stuff.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
I saw him like several times.
Look at you
perform in the DC area, and he was one of my favorites, if not my favorite of.
Good
of,
for
like,
you, man.
Of,
yeah,
like, the DC based, you know, comedy stand up, the Grinders. You know,
I had seen him.
He's a gay dating app.
I had seen him a lot, but I never like. Was brave enough to like go talk to him, but then my first like real interaction with him was during a roast battle.
Wait, I thought you guys were friends. You were just like a stalker?
No, like we weren't super close, but like
this is gonna be me after like Joe Gibbs dies. I'm like, it's hard to articulate what he meant to me.
No, like he was a host of a roast battle tournament and that I was in, and I made him like one of my greatest accomplishments was making him like keel over laughing. And after I did that, I was like, I've done it. I've made it.
You okay.
know? He's one of those guys.
You
like,
just threw down your mic after every, that.
Anytime you saw like, he was a part of a show that you were on, like, I can't bomb. Like, I want this guy to make me, or think I'm
He bombed. Laughed, and that was just you. You were Eminem at the
yeah,
end of
then,
8 Mile.
Yeah, and then after that, like, we got to talking a little bit. Like, he would say hi, and, you know.
Sounds like he was polite and said hi.
No, he was just that. He was just, like, not a lot of comics are like that. Like, they don't.
That's true.
They don't bring in, like, a younger guy, like a newer-ish comic like me. Like,
well, that's I'm glad to hear he's a, well, I'm sad to hear he's a nice guy, given he's passed away, but that's cool. And I'm glad you got to have some meaningful interactions with him, and I don't do emotions well.
Oh, yeah, I'd be either.
Yeah.
Clearly.
I now know how you're going to sound when you finally, like, profess your love to a woman. You're just,
I think you're pretty great.
What are you doing? Like, Tibetan throat singing?
The screwed up thing is I've actually been thinking about what to say, like, leading up to this moment. And then, like, when you brought it up, he's tall.
You really just
I did not. I did not.
You sounded like you're getting head.
He's a gay dating app.
I did not articulate that well, but he will be missed. And yeah.
All right. Yeah, man. Glad you. I don't know. Goodbye. Goodbye to Dylan Meyer, man. Look up his stuff. He's definitely got some material on YouTube. It was getting posted around. It was just eye-opening to me because I didn't really think of this is going to sound crappy on some level. I'm not a – I've done stand-up 10, 20 times, something like that. I'm not really a stand-up at all. But
– how dare you?
Yeah. It was weird to me that we have enough of a scene in this city that everyone was really moved by his passing. Like, I thought for the most part we were just – it was just kind of like a collection of open mics here. And if anyone took it seriously enough, they would F off to another city. But it was refreshing to see that there are guys that...
Yeah, there is a level. Like,
yeah, that ascend to something in D.C. It was...
Yeah, like, he was the guy that, like, you want to get to that. You want to be Dylan Meyer.
Yeah. I mean, if it means winning your respect...
I mean, not now, but...
Okay, you know what? If that's how you handle
he would
your
want,
heroes,
He would want us to joke. I don't know. I made myself a little sad there, too.
I'm not going to do any of it on air, damn it. Yeah, so that was interesting to see. And he will, if it's any indicator, because our guy Comedy Art Brian did a nice little bit of tribute art to him that was shared, Christ knows, hundreds of times. Literally,
oh, yeah,
everyone's Facebook picture who did DC comedy. I'm not enough of a ghoul to have tried to get in on this train, but really everyone else was like, it was just like, so, you know, Sarah Roche's new profile picture. And everyone, Sarah was actually, I'm not calling her a ghoul. She was actually friends with the guy.
Yeah.
It had Amir done it, though. I love you, Amir. You're the best. So, it was sad. It was sad. Travis, never eulogize me. Just putting that out there.
I never what?
I just said, never eulogize me, if this is how you do it.
You're not. Oh, I thought you said I've never eulogized.
No,
you.
Like,
well,
just,
you're alive.
You're
so.
Roughly, yeah, you're 46 years younger, so when I do pass ahead of you.
Well,
yeah.
It'll be better at your eulogy because I won't be as sad, so
that's true.
I'll be
yeah.
able to, like, make it funny a little bit.
I don't
know. By John, he was rotund.
He was
died on erotic asphyxiation.
He was Greek. I guess that was cool.
I've done the podcast with him for 18 years or something.
I would sound like on South. You never watched South Park, but or really just any of those people with like the throat cancer, and they put
the cancer
up there.
Kazoo.
Yeah. Yeah. John Papa Giorgio was a great friend of mine.
I will miss you, John.
Here lies our beloved Papa.
Well, damn, I think we can exit now, or we can keep going. It's choose your own adventure. How do
that
you
feels
vote?
Like a weird place to end, I guess.
Let's talk about Roseanne for a little
Let's
bit.
Let's do Roseanne. I will hold in my gigantic stinky coffee piss that I have to take. There you go. That's a segue right there.
Do you just pee coffee?
I mean, I don't drink coffee much because I've become such a mo that the caffeine will keep me awake. but I'm also chewing nicotine gum to the point it's dried out my lips and they're crackling. So, ladies, if you need your box eaten, I'm here for you. I had to learn that was a side effect today because I was just like, why am I peeling like this is, like, I am on some sort of...
Hey, it beats Ambien.
This is true. This is true. Ambien does very bad things.
Yep.
King of the segues. Wink.
Winkity wink wink.
You know.
We don't even need to do anything after that now. We just end it.
Nailed
with
it.
The segue.
Oh.
But no, I guess Ambien makes you racist. I guess that's the...
In like a lame joke way. Like, it wasn't even that good of it. It wasn't a good joke.
No. So for those that don't know what we're tiptoeing around, sorry, I was just a big fan of Roseanne.
Roseanne Barr.
Who knew that pirates were just like mourning someone's passing? So
Dylan could have been a good pirate.
He had a very piratey look. He could have done pirate comedy. Like, that could have been his shtick.
His thing was like colorful, like shirts and...
Yeah, he was doing more like Jimmy Buffett comedy.
Yeah.
But he just needed the patch and like to really commit to the bit and like chop off one leg at the shin.
Right.
Like, you know, just diabetes it up a bit. Take off one hand, get the hook, and yeah, just do a little yard, train a parrot. Like, how great would that be if you actually had a parrot you trained to repeat your punchlines? That would murder.
Early on in my short stand-up career, before I... had jokes, I thought about like just having a plastic.
And you just got on stage and fondled your breast.
Well, I did. I sort of did that. I used to have a shirt with the nipples cut out.
Nice.
And then I learned that was hacky, I guess.
That was frowned upon.
But anyway, I thought about trying to get like a plastic parrot and just have it and never acknowledging it. You're not laughing, so I know that's a good that I never did it.
It was just a lot to take in. I was still thinking about your nipples cut out shirt, and I was thinking about how like Tig Notaro could never accuse you of biting.
She doesn't have nipples, easy. Yep.
Nipple does, comedy. You know who does have nipples? Roseanne.
She does. I can't say she did a Playboy spread years ago. Not many really? People know this. This is not building to a punchline. This is a real life, sad life. She did a Playboy spread.
No, if I believe you.
She did. She, I believe, stayed clothed for it all. Oh, no, this is not a gag. No, it's not a gag.
She was clothed. All right.
Yeah, it was one of those really disappointing Playboy things where they're like, next issue, we've got Jessica Alba. And you're like, holy crap, like Playboy's been showing vagina even the past 5 years. This is amazing. And then it's like her in bikini bottoms, like covering her boobs. And you're like, I'd rather jack off to a Sears catalog than
Jessica Alba in a pantsuit.
Yes, and
running
then,
a board meeting.
You know how I sounded after I saw that she was clothed? I was like, Alba.
Jessica Alba.
Yeah, she's in like burlesque-ish kind of big gal clothes, for lack of a better way of putting
those
it.
Those are the first images. That's not Roseanne, but...
Oh.
I mean, I enjoy it still.
Hello. Yeah, that is defiantly not Roseanne. Yeah. My voice has no to it after seeing that. There's only joy in this life once breasts have been bared. So Roseanne, you guys kind of predate Roseanne. I'm doing a show with men much younger than me, and that's good because
I've never watched a full episode, and yet we've talked about her twice now on the show.
She's been big, man.
We almost had a segment about when she... the episode apparently came out that she was afraid of her Muslim neighbors, and
yes, that was the premise. I think she thought they were building a bomb in their basement or something like that.
Yeah,
and it probably turned out they were just
but
slaughtering
then it turned out she learned racism is bad.
Oh,
at the end of the episode.
Well, that's good. That's an important thing to learn as a 7-year-old.
Yeah, I think I think I must have been like 3 when the last season of the original.
The last season, holy hell. Oh,
aired.
God, I'm hurtling
like
toward the grave.
Yeah,
Jesus, yeah. God almighty. I am old. Death will come for me.
How old are you?
24.
Ah, I'm still the youngest. Ah.
Are you 23?
Yeah, I'm still the glory child. Ah.
You're still the baby.
Yeah.
So Roseanne had a completely massively successful run on ABC 20 years ago. They reboot the show recently. I would say by far the most successful reboot that has been attempted, especially in the context of network TV. Am I wrong?
As far as publicity, I have no idea if it was good.
What is publicity?
Publicity
is that movie with all the Michael Keatons, right? Publicity.
I'm just a little boy, mister.
Publicity. I got a wheel and wagon. So she comes back. ABC, I don't know if it took them out of the basement. They were in fourth place, but huge moneymaker for them. Show comes back. Roseanne kind of gets a lot of pub because she's, I would say, not just I wouldn't say just because she was a Trump person, but she was like really into like the Seth Rich Pizzagate type stuff. And one of those people that like lives on Twitter, kind of like, I'm not saying this to knock the guy, but neither of you were Opie and Anthony fans, kind of the same vibe as Anthony Cumia, like just pump out, and they exist on the liberal side too, just pumping out conservative crap on Twitter 24/7, yet they're known as comedians. There's no jokes though, really. Just if you're Anthony Cumia, black crime statistics. Ho ho ho, deaths in Chicago over the weekend. Ha ha ha, Anthony. I hate to say shut up and be funny, but like, be funny, goddammit.
Right.
You know, if you're Derek Jeter, don't just post pictures of baseballs. I don't goddamn know. Show us the girls you used to bang. I think his Twitter is lighthearted enough. Just do what you got there. Do what got you there.
Right.
Yeah, play baseball.
Like, when you get famous for being funny and then your Twitter account is nothing but horrible right-wing conspiracies, it's like when Billy Bob Thornton started like promoting his band and then people wanted to interview him, but he's like, I'm not going to talk about my movie career whatsoever. We're just doing the music here, people. And you're like, well, I don't want to talk to you about your crappy music. Like, there's a million bands better than you. You're goddamn Billy Bob. I want to talk to you about like sucking Halle Berry's titties and stuff. Like, tell me that.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, you haven't seen Monsters Ball?
I have not.
Made me feel good. Arr. Yeah, man, that was a good one, Monsters Ball. He has a sex scene with Halle Berry, and then he was interviewed because some people were like, it's bad that a white man was having sex with Halle Berry. And then I think he was on Conan or something like that. And he's like, I'm a hero to black men everywhere for being the man in that scene. Like, I get high-fived at every airport checkpoint I've ever walked through. And I'm like, now that's funny. Now I'm laughing. See, he cured racism, but...
And then Roseanne brought it back.
Yeah, exactly. She didn't bring back just her show. You're right, Travis.
It was gone. Racism was gone. For, I don't know when Monster Ball came out, but...
Probably like 2000, in that range.
Wow. Racism was gone for 18 years.
It's been a long time.
Yeah,
wow. And ABC executives were like, let's reboot racism.
Right.
Let's take those Chinese down a peg or two.
The tweet, though, specifically in question that got her sacked was Valerie Jarrett, I think is the name of the, it was like a congressional aide or something. She's Iranian or like half black or some combination of those ethnicities. And
to quote Paul Rudd in Anchorman, she was Brazilian or Chinese. I don't know, something weird. So,
and then Roseanne tweeted out, Part of a crazy conservative conspiracy theorist rant was like, Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes had a baby equals Valerie Jarrett.
Yes.
It was just like,
now I'm not authority on comedy. I do a crappy podcast.
Oh, we know.
Yes, but likening black people to monkeys goes over poorly, to put it mildly.
It's not particularly original.
No, it's not.
In fact, quite the opposite.
Yeah, been done to death for a long time in terms of just racist.
Yeah, yeah, especially
comedy.
back when.
Yeah, exactly.
Pre-civil rights.
Back when,
been on a steady decline.
Exactly. Your opening bit was black people look like monkeys. You close with the cross burning.
Yeah.
do some crowd work in between.
Yep.
I would have preferred if she referenced Rise of the Planet of the Apes, quite frankly, the better.
It's true, because that reference dated her, because you know she was talking about like the Charlton Heston like 1968 original monkey movie, like right. Dr. Zayas.
Or even I think Mark Wahlberg one that no one talks about.
Oh, God, yeah, the forgotten middle child.
Yeah.
Don't quote me on this. You know what? I'm going to look this up before I say anything. Give me about 5 to 10 seconds, because if this isn't the case, the show's getting canceled tomorrow.
John is looking up.
Yeah, monkey
porn.
We got to fill the silence.
It's like The Grudge.
Okay, so Michael Clark Duncan was in Planet of the Apes.
The original? I don't know. The middle one.
I thought he played like a gorilla warlord in it. Had I been wrong on that, it would have been nice knowing you guys. But I looked it up. I took the time to check my facts, and he was in the 2001 film. I believe he played a gorilla in it. I jumped to that conclusion. I'm like 99. Mark Wahlberg was the only human in that, right? God help us all. Michael Clark Duncan, Planet of the Apes. Yes, okay. Yes, he did play like a gorilla warlord.
Okay.
Oh, thank God. Oh, thank God.
Think of the publicity, though.
Can you just imagine me stammering my apology as they fire me from a crappy free podcast? Monkeys.
Ambien.
Oh, God damn it. So she gets, you're right, she likened a black person to a monkey, which... Even I don't even on my like ooh-hoo, it's taboo level, which I'd like to chuckle at. I didn't even think it was particularly funny. I don't know.
Even Tommy Lauren or whatever, you know who I'm talking about, mm-hmm. The blonde.
Yeah.
Even
yeah.
She was like this. Yeah, that was not okay to say.
Yeah.
That's hard to.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's when you know that.
I want to find the exact tweet.
Definitely a line that was crossed.
Yeah. Yeah. She's famous, so her life counts. But yeah, I'm like, no, you can't really say black people look like monkeys. That's very bad.
And she blamed on the.
Yeah. So that was her. She then credited the tweet in part to Ambien. Every liberal tugged off because Ambien came back and was like, racism isn't a known side effect of. Yeah.
And then
got him.
The people who make Ambien like came out and was like, no, it's not.
Yeah. So that's her show's gone. ABC.
She gone.
ABC decided to kill their literally their biggest show. Like, can you imagine, like, at the height of Seinfeld, if Jerry was just like, well, of course they're winning all the rings. They've got an extra bone in their shin. And then there's no Seinfeld. Like, he somehow time, like, he pulls a
I could
Terminator.
Actually see that, though, if Seinfeld were on today. I could see that, because Jerry, I could see Jerry Seinfeld accidentally saying some, like, some messed up stuff, and then, that would, yeah, thankfully that didn't happen.
What's the deal with those black folks looking like monkeys?
Who are these monkeys? Yeah, that's...
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, of course not. People can look like monkeys if they want to. Their personal appearance is their choice. That
Do you want me to read the Tommy Lauren tweet?
Sure.
I don't know if we care anymore.
I don't even like blondes or her that much, but there's something very hate bangable about that woman.
What Roseanne tweeted was wrong, and there's no way around it. And as Trump supporters, we shouldn't play mental gymnastics trying to justify it. Come on, wrong is wrong.
Yeah, good on her. And I'm sure she'll be pilloried by her side. Again, this is just
good
the
job,
sound
Tommy.
I wish I were making with her of like my fat gut slapping on her bony wasp ass. Yeah, and
nice.
When the show came out, I didn't realize like how deep into the right-wing crap she was. Because like, if you're just like, I am a Trump person, then we have Aunt Jackie or whatever playing a liberal on it. And that's the extent of it. Because within the confines of the show... Her Trumpism was, like, very restrained. She was just
right.
Like, I care about jobs, and I think the liberals are stupid for wanting world, you know, like,
yeah.
Free health care.
Like, conservative family values.
Yeah, and like. I'll be honest, I was fine with that. Like, I watched episode one, and I was like, nothing was shocking here. I think week one, it was, like, two episodes back-to-back, and I watched them, and I was like...
Right, you're like, yeah, I get it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm to be blunt, I was like, this is kind of just a dumb sitcom at the end of the day. Like,
yeah.
I'd rather watch, I don't know, anything on HBO. Like, I'd watch Barry over
Planet
this.
Of the Apes, 2001 version.
Exactly. Michael Clark Duncan. R.I.P., buddy. I miss you. So good in Talladega Nights.
Slim and Salmon.
But then someone brought up Meat Drapes.
Meat Drapes. it's Majapity, sir. How come it don't sound like that when I say it?
God damn it, he was...
If candies and nuts was candy... Or if ifs and buts were candies and nuts, everyone would have a Merry Christmas.
Was that one of his lines?
Yeah, and then he like makes the translator say it to the Asian person, the Chinese guy.
If it, God damn! Now I want to watch that again. That like,
yeah, my brother. The only place I know like where to find it, my brother has it on DVD. Ooh, I can search it on Xbox.
Ooh.
With my not improv money.
Ooh, but I then learned because I was blown away on Twitter the day after it premiered because. A lot of really anyone left leading was just like, this is horrible. How can you do this? And I was like, well, now you guys sound like a bunch of pussies. And then someone, some Greek comic who pretty much has my name, was it Giannis Pappas? I think, yeah,
Giannis Pappas Georgios.
Yeah, really, yeah, it's just my name minus a couple letters. He was the one that introduced me to the fact because his tweet kind of hit home. He's like, it's not that she's a Trump supporter. Like, I'm not crazy about that, but whatever. But he's like, she's a goddamn truther. You know what I mean? Like, she thinks 9/11 was an inside job type stuff. I'm like, okay, that's a little off the goddamn deep end.
Wouldn't that make her the, isn't that opposite of like conservative thoughts? Because wouldn't that be blaming Bush? I don't know.
It's gotten complicated, man. I'm not even going to bust your chops on that. Yeah, there was a time in the 2000s when conservative just meant, like, go team go. Like, I'm all for Bush. Let's do the Iraq War. That was kind of my impression of conservatism back then. And I was kind of like, well,
all sorts of crazy.
Yeah, and that's kind of when I became more of a Dem than...
Yeah.
Because I used to be pretty middle of the pack, and that's when I was just like, this war is really bad, and I don't agree with it. Dead soldier boys. soldier boy.
The soldiers died. They were soldiers.
Kiss me through the phone.
Soldier boy up in this bag. Watch me, man.
So... That yeah, bah. Now that's just the show. Blah, till our throats give out. Yeah, that was.
Even though Dylan's gone, he's given us the gift of this great bit.
The gift of bah.
The gift of bah.
So that was exactly. That was. It's weird that where we are with the right wing side in 2018 is like violently opposed to what being a conservative was like. 12 years prior, you know, like 10 right. years prior. Yeah, it's yeah, very bizarre. Like
it's a lot of like deep state conspiracy. Yes.
Suddenly theory. The FBI, like the guys, they like the libs are supposed to kind of hate the man, which is the FBI and CIA. And suddenly like the right has gone so far to the right where it's just like, I believe in government institutions still. I guess that makes me a liberal queer. You know, like, I mean, Trump's pretty much openly hostile to the Bushes, and suddenly it's become like we're against political dynasties after that crap. It's odd. I don't know if the left has had a similar thing. I take that back. I guess the Bernie people are just like, screw the Clintons. So right. I'll shut my big cocksucker now.
It's interesting. It's the lines are blurring. That's for sure.
It's odd. Yes. Hey, 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 hey. Sorry. Blurred line reference?
I know you won't. Oh, I thought you were trying to do like a Fat Albert thing. No. Where did this come from?
No, no.
I guess we might as well bring up Cosby. Like,
yeah,
in the
exactly.
Middle. We brought up Louis for some reason.
So in case you haven't heard, Bill Cosby's a rapist. Yeah. That happened.
What do you guys think Bill Cosby is doing right now?
I'm sorry.
Bad thing. Bad thing.
I raped you, Rudy. Okay, I think we're
eating some Jell-O pudding.
Boy.
That was like Bane.
My pudding.
It's all part of the plan.
I can't do now.
The real question is why someone would hold a gun up to me and hold him outside of a plane.
Oh, God damn it.
Rudy.
Feel the fire burns bright. I think we're done. We can go out
yeah.
on that, right?
Those pills were just vitamins.
All right, yes. Mourning the passing of a show. Everyone, that was Papa's Basement. It's just 570 episodes of that.
That was dumb. That was a dumb show.
That's the best kind, where you just walk out feeling cheap. And you're like, I could have been doing literally anything else with the last 2 hours, and that's how I chose to spend it. All right.
Where's the positivity, guys? Come on.
There you go.
Yeah.
We did it. We did it, team.
To use a Jim Norton joke, the only thing positive is my blood.
AIDS. Brian Bolte.
At Papa's Basement on Twitter, at Papa's Basement on Instagram. Follow me there. I do funny crap on occasion, but lately I don't care. I'm busy putting all my money into psychiatrists who are going to make me boring and normal. Can't wait for it to happen. Hopefully I lose weight. That's all I want in the equation. Just I become a milquetoast piece of crap, but I don't have man tits anymore. That'd be nice. In PapasBasement.com and Papa's Basement on iTunes. Please leave a review. We've been at 65 reviews for 8 to 10 years. And I want that damn 66. Get me to 69.
Yes.
The campaign for 69.
If you want Kobe. This show to stop airing, get the 69 and then we retire.
Yeah. I will literally just do a mass suicide
yep.
type thing. It'll be like the end of The Mist, where I just kill everyone in the car and then I try to kill myself, but I'm out of bullets and then I walk out. And I'm like, guys, you have to clean up that podcast studio. It stinks like hell. Travis, anything you need to plug?
I'm doing stand up more. Come to Tyson's Beer Garden. I'll probably be there every Monday from now on. So, who cares? Life is meaningless.
Okay. All
right. At Travis Dorwin on Twitter.
Hello there.
Yes, Alex Wisdell.
Wizard of Woz with 3 Z's on Twitter and Instagram. I'm off the grid. Don't follow me. Well, actually, you know, do whatever you want. It's a free country. Come to my Herald grad show on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. if you're in the D.C. area at the Unified Scene Theater. It's going to be lit.
I think I'm actually going to try to be there. You know what, Travis? If you want to come, let's do it.
Tuesday?
Yeah. It's free.
Yeah, remind me.
Okay.
And then come pick me up and then drive me.
All of that sounds very over the line, but okay, maybe that'll happen. Till the next one, we are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way. On my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.